Mr. Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, Durazo, Galgioni, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nilsson, Pan, Porchettino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Bradford.
Thank you. Let us center ourselves in God's presence. O God, who weeps at fractured lives, inspire us to heal the hurting. Help us to seal the cracks created by our complicity in failing to love. May our words and actions speak love and not complacency. May we choose love when faced with mindless hate, love when faced with retaliation, love when tempted by deception, love when addressing the issues of our time. May we choose love when facing racism, sexism, heterosexism, xenophobia. In all that we do, in all that we say, and in all the places we go, may we choose love and demonstrate our love with action. Amen.
Members, please join me. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members, we are moving on to privileges of the floor. Senator Pan, are you prepared?
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, I am thrilled to have the opportunity to acknowledge a very special group of student ambassadors from Osaka, Japan, who are in the gallery here today. Welcome. These students are participating in the California-Japan Scholars Program, an educational exchange initiated in the California legislature that's been running for 22 years. Currently administered by the California International Relations Foundation, this program was the first ever state-sponsored high school exchange. This year, we have 29 students from Osaka that are staying with host families in the Oak Grove Unified School District for 2 weeks to learn about California's people and culture. It certainly takes courage and a curious mind to travel so far from home at this young age. And I'm sure this experience will provide lasting benefits in terms of personal growth, mutual understanding, and friendship. The students are accompanied by two teacher chaperones from Osaka and two Japanese language teachers from Elk Grove. These amazing educators volunteer their time to develop their students beyond the classroom. This is the kind of commitment that makes a difference in students' lives. Please join me in commending these student ambassadors and their dedicated teachers and extending a warm Senate welcome. Thank you.
Welcome to the California Senate. Senator Mitchell.
Under privileges on the floor, if I may?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. I want to thank my colleague from the Sacramento area for acknowledging the program. I had the privilege with several of my other colleagues here in the Senate to travel to Japan as a part of the official Senate International Office of Travel a year ago, two years ago. and met with current elected leaders in Osaka, several of whom had participated in the program. And so we were able to have conversations about their experience living in Elk Grove, and so how wonderful for you all to be able to participate. And we should know that their experience here in the Sacramento region really helps inform many of their leadership opportunities and policy making when they return home. So we met again with elected leaders in Osaka who had participated in the program. So again, welcome. Thank you.
Senator Umberg, on this item? Okay. Senator Portantino.
Thank you, Madam President and members. It's my pleasure to introduce from the gallery, and they can stand up, students from Pasadena High School and Marshall Fundamental and the City of Pasadena who are here advocating on tobacco use and youth. And so I want to give a big shout out to the Pasadena Stompers.
Warm welcome to Pasadena. Members, we're moving on to messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Members, moving on to motions, resolutions, and notices. Members, without objection, Joint Rule 62A will be waived for the Energy, Utilities, and Communications Committee to meet tomorrow without 4 days' notice in the daily file. Senator Umberg.
Thank you, Madam President. Please remove file item A2 SCR 7 from the inactive file.
So ordered. Members, we're going to move on to consideration of the daily file. Second reading file, items 1 through 3. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 15, Senate Bill 204 with amendments, and Senate Bill 58 with amendments.
The next item is the governor's appointment. Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, members, we're going to take up file item number 4, which is the confirmation of Sarah Miggins for the appointment to the Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Commission. Ms. Miggins is the California State Director of the American Conservation Experience. She was approved by unanimous vote in the Rules Committee on February 20th. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Any discussion or debate on the item? Senator Glazier.
Thank you, Madam President, and welcome to the dais. You're doing a fantastic job up there. I'm not going to ask any tough rules questions, so I'm going to hold off on that. But I did want to speak about the appointment of Ms. Miggins to this board. I did have the chance to speak with her earlier this month, and I appreciated her thoughtful engagement in trying to find balance in this world of off-highway vehicle activity. I think it's the type of thoughtful engagement that we'd want from somebody on this commission, and I'm happy to support her nomination today.
Thank you very much. Any more comment or debate on this appointment? Seeing none, the roll, please.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Aye. Bates?
Aye.
Aye. Bill.
Aye.
Aye. Borges.
Aye.
Aye. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Aye. Cheng. Dodd.
Aye.
Aye. Durazo.
Aye.
Aye. Galgioni.
Aye.
Aye. Glazer.
Aye.
Aye. Grove. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Aye. Hill.
Aye.
Aye. Hueso.
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado.
Aye.
Aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Aye. Jones.
Aye.
Aye. Leva.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire. I'm Mitchell.
Aye.
I'm Monning.
Aye.
I'm Warlock.
Aye.
I'm Morrill.
Aye.
I'm Nielsen.
Aye.
I'm Pan.
Aye.
I'm Portantino.
Aye.
I'm Roth.
Aye.
I'm Rubio.
Aye.
I'm Skinner.
Aye.
I'm Stern.
Aye.
I'm Stone.
Aye.
I'm Umberg.
Aye.
I'm Wachowski.
Aye.
I'm Wiener.
Aye.
I'm Wilk.
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes 36, no zeros. The appointment is confirmed. On file, Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President and members. File item number 5 is the confirmation of Patricia Urena for appointment to the Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Commission. Ms. Urena is a recreation supervisor at the City of El Centro Community Services Department. She was approved by unanimous vote by the Rules Committee on February 20th. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Any comments or debate on the item? Seeing none. The roll, please.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Bates.
Aye.
Aye. Bell.
Aye.
Aye. Borges.
Aye.
Bradford. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Aye. Cheng. Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Aye. Glazer.
Aye.
Grove. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Aye. Hill.
Aye.
Whistle.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Aye. Jones.
Aye.
Aye. Leva.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Aye. Munning.
Aye.
Aye. Warlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Aye. Nilsson.
Aye.
Aye. Pan.
Aye.
Aye. Portantino.
Aye.
Aye. Roth.
Aye.
Aye. Rubio.
Aye.
Aye. Skinner. Skinner. Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wachowski. Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Call the absentees, please.
Chang. Glazer. Grove. Skinner. Wachowski.
33 ayes, no zero. The appointment is confirmed. Members, we're going to move on to Senate third reading. Dr. Pan. File item 9. Secretary, please read.
Senate concurrent resolution 20 by Senator Pan relative to Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Madam President, Senators. I rise today to present SCR 20, which recognizes March 2019 as Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month. Hemophilia is a rare genetic condition that affects at least 4,000 people in California, and von Willebrand disease impacts at least 360,000 people in California. Most of us perhaps learned something about hemophilia as we studied the history of Queen Victoria and her family. But this is a disease that affects people from all backgrounds, not just royalty. Without proper treatment, people without hemophilia and other related bleeding disorders often face spontaneous bleeding episodes in their joints, muscles, internal organs, and even their brain, which can then lead to frequent hospital visits, chronic pain, permanent disability, and unfortunately sometimes can even be fatal. However, with proper care and access to comprehensive medical attention, people with this rare condition can control their bleeding episodes and are able to live full, productive lives. This Awareness Month will lead to greater understanding of not just hemophilia, but all inheritable bleeding disorders. The state of California is firmly committed to the proper care and treatment of all children and adults who are battling this condition on a daily basis. Members, I respectfully ask for an aye vote on this resolution. Thank you.
Is there any comment or debate on this item? Seeing none, members, is there any objection to applying the unanimous roll call? Seeing none, ayes 36, no zero. Resolution is adopted. Members, returning to motions and resolutions. Now is the time for the adjourn in memories. Senator Jackson.
Thank you, Madam President and colleagues. I'd like to ask you all to join me in adjourning in the memory of a truly great American named Birch Bayh. Some of us older folks remember him and not his son, Evan Bayh, who succeeded him in the United States Senate. If I could get the attention of my colleagues, please. Birch Bayh was truly an extraordinary legislator and United States Senator who was responsible for some of the most important legislation that we have seen in the modern American era, starting with my personal favorite, Title IX. He was actually the chief architect of Title IX, which passed in 1972, giving women the right to compete equally in education and in sports. And his legacy now is reflected in the extraordinary opportunities that we see in our daughters and our sisters and, in some instances, our mothers, who have now been given the chance to participate in life on an equal footing when it comes to education, when it comes to the workplace. He noted that higher education was going to be the most critical component to opening the door for equality for women. And he was able to get this measure passed in 1972. It came at a time when women earned fewer than 10% of all medical and law degrees, and fewer than 300,000 high school girls, one in 27, played sports. Fast forward today, we realize that there are more women graduating college than men, and one out of every two young women participates in either high school or college sports. An extraordinary accomplishment. But in addition to that, he was one of the leading proponents for the Equal Rights Amendment. He also was the principal architect for both the 25th and 26th Amendments to the United States Constitution, the 25th planning for succession after a president has left office. In this case, it was after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. That position of vice president went vacant for a year until the 25th Amendment was presented and passed. And of course, the 26th Amendment, which provided the opportunity for our young people to vote at the age of 18. During that period of time, we had the very contentious Vietnam War, where we were sending primarily our young men overseas to fight a war when they were 18, and yet they could have no say in the electoral process until they were 21. He was the principal architect for changing that so that now young people are able to vote at the age of 18. He was an extraordinary man, served 18 years from 1963 to 1981 in the United States Senate. And in fact, in 1972, he was considering a run for president, but his wife had come down with breast cancer, and he chose not to do that. But his legacy will live in the annals of our country. We are very grateful for people like Birch Bayh to have served his country, to have recognized the importance of equality for all, to recognize the importance of making sure that this country was on a course where all people would have the right to equality. And so it is with both a heavy heart and a degree of enormous appreciation that I ask that we adjourn in the memory of Senator Birch Bayh of Indiana.
Thank you very much. Please pass our condolences to the Bayh family for that adjourn in memory. Senator Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to rise and to make a motion and adjourn in memory of Robert Cam. Robert was a civil rights activist in Silicon Valley. He moved into Silicon Valley from Honolulu, Hawaii. And Robert was the youngest of 10 children, so that we had that in common, that I was a family of 10 also. He came to California to attend Compton College and San Jose State University, served in the U.S. Army, and then worked for the Veterans Administration and high-tech companies. What distinguishes Robert was the time that he stood up to discrimination, in that he trained people in his occupation as a personnel manager, trained people, and at the same time had the people he trained get promoted over him. And one of the reasons was due to his accent that he had. And the discrimination that he received invigorated and activated many people in Silicon Valley to create an organization called Asian Americans for Community Involvement. Asian Americans Community Involvement was a civil rights organization designed to break the glass ceilings of discrimination that occurred to cases like Robert Cam. And Robert Cam was one of the original founders of Asian Americans for Community Involvement. He won his lawsuit and broke the glass ceiling, broke the discrimination that existed in Silicon Valley for Asian Americans and others based on their accent or other kinds of discriminatory elements. So Robert Cam was a trendsetter. Today, the Asian Americans for Community Involvement now provides services in our community, civil rights services, as well as healthcare services for over 100,000 people in terms of the healthcare and services, community services for Asian Americans in Silicon Valley. We would like to adjourn in Robert's memory as part of his action team when the lawsuit took place. He had a young student at San Jose State who is now a state senator serving on his action team, fighting the discrimination against Robert. And I always remember the meetings adjourning that we had on the lawsuit and Robert pulling out his guitar or ukulele and singing the Hawaiian songs, the beautiful Hawaiian songs. Aloha, Robert.
Please pass our condolences to the Khan family as we adjourn in his memory. Is there any other business to come before this house? Seeing none, if there's no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Madam President. And happy beginning of the week to everyone. I wanted to remind folks that tomorrow we will be hosting the State of the Judiciary. If people could be here at 10:45, we'll be joined by the Lieutenant Governor, who is the President of the Senate. We will be joined by our governor, and so I think it would be wonderful if we could be here on time, ready to receive them, and I wanted to just remind you of that. I know we have a long week ahead of us. We will see you tomorrow, hopefully here at 10:45, and then we will reconvene Thursday, the 21st, March 21st, at 9 a.m. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Galgiani, for what purpose do you rise?
To announce Ag Day on Wednesday of this week.
You may proceed.
Thank you. I wanted to announce that Wednesday, March 20th is California Agriculture Day at the state capitol, and this year we will be celebrating 100 years of ag production in the state. This day will allow ranchers, farmers, state legislators, and government leaders and the public to recognize the significance of ag in our lives and honor those involved in agriculture for their hard work and dedication to feed the nation and the world. I hope you will join us this Wednesday. There will be food, flowers, and animals to bet, and the event starts at 11:30, but legislators and staff can join us at 10:30. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Senator Penn, for what purpose do you rise?
Committee announcement.
Okay, you may proceed.
Okay, thank you, Madam President. The Joint Senate Select Committee on the 2020 U.S. Census and the Assembly Select Committee on the 2020 U.S. Census will be holding its hearing at 3:30 p.m. in room 4202 today. Thank you.
Seeing no other mics up, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30 this afternoon, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m.